From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns concludes a message entitled Sin Exposed and Expunged, part of this series of studies in the book of Joshua. Before Dr. Cairns comes, we invite you to enjoy this devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Today's devotional bears the title Christ and His Children. The text is Isaiah 53 and verse 10. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. Our Lord Jesus has not died in vain. His death was sacrificial. He died as our substitute, because death was the penalty of our sins. And because his substitution was accepted of God, he has saved those for whom he made his soul a sacrifice. By death he became like a corn of wheat, which bringeth forth much fruit. There must be a succession of children unto Jesus. He is the Father of the everlasting age. He shall say, Behold, I and the children whom thou hast given me. A man is honored in his sons, and Jesus hath his quiver full of these arrows of the mighty. A man is represented in his children, and so is the Christ in Christians. In his seed, a man's life seems to be prolonged and extended, and so is the life of Jesus continued in believers. Jesus lives, for he sees his seed. He fixes his eye on us. He delights in us. He recognizes us as the fruit of his soul's travail. Let us be glad that our Lord does not fail to enjoy the result of his dread sacrifice, and that he will never cease to feast his eyes upon the harvest of his death. Those eyes which once wept for us are now viewing us with pleasure. Yes, he looks upon those who are looking unto him. Our eyes meet. What a joy is this!
Safe to the rock that is higher than I, my soul in its conflicts and sorrows would fly. So sinful, so weary, thine own would I be. Thou blessed rock of ages, I'm hiding in thee. In the calm of the noontide, in sorrow's lone hour, in times when temptation casts o'er me its power, in the tempest of life on its wide heaving sea, thou blessed rock of ages, I'm hiding in thee. Oh,
cast by the foe. I have fled to my refuge and breathed out my woe. How often when trials like sea billows roll, have I hidden in thee, O thou rock of my soul, thou rock of my soul.
An indispensable part of the Christian life is daily Bible reading. Do you have a desire to study the Bible, but you're not really sure how to go about it? Several ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church, including Dr. Alan Cairns, have produced a brief but very helpful brochure called 10 Commandments of Bible Study, which will help you to gain much blessing from your time in the Holy Scriptures. The method is designed to help believers achieve a comprehensive knowledge of the chapter contents of the Scriptures and to enable them to use that knowledge to guide and quicken them in their personal prayer lives. For a free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study, you may contact us by phone if you wish at 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. You may email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you prefer regular mail, simply write, "Let the Bible Speak," 1207 Hayward Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's "Let the Bible Speak," 1207 Hayward Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Increase your knowledge of God's Word by requesting your free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study. Text in Joshua chapter 9, verses 16 through 27, is the narrative of the Gibeonites coming to Joshua with a false tale that they were from a far country. Failing to pray, as they had in the case of Ai, Joshua and the elders of Israel entered into a league with these people. 3 days later, they discovered that the Gibeonites were just another Canaanite tribe. Reluctant to break his oath to them, Joshua made them slaves to Israel from that day forward. The Bible is very clear that God sees absolutely everything in our lives and that he must judge sin. Early exposure of sin is a sign of God's grace, for the longer sin remains hidden, the harder the heart becomes. A Christian may fear that he can no longer be anything or do anything for God because of some sin, what might be called an alliance with a Gibeonite. Yet the Bible declares that there is mercy with the Lord, and the repentant and restored believer may go on to be used of God. The Gibeonites are an illustration of God bringing sinners to himself in sovereign grace. Now to conclude this message, Sin Exposed and Expunged, here is Dr. Cairns.
In our text in verse 16, we find it took only 3 days for the sins of both these parties to be exposed. 3 days. Now you may feel that you go for 3 years or 3 decades. So what? What is that in the great scheme of things? It's just a drop in the ocean. These 3 days remind us that the day of exposure is certainly rapidly approaching. Men fool themselves that God does not see. We read of the wicked man in Psalm 10, verse 11, he hath said in his heart, God hath forgotten, he hideth his face. He'll never see it. He'll never see it. I wonder, are you in this meeting today and you can look so prim and proper and holy in the house of God, but as you're out there in the world, you're doing things, you're going places, you're involved with people, and all the time you're saying, God will never see it. You couldn't be more wrong. Job 34 tells me his eyes are upon the ways of man, and he seeth all his goings. He seeth all his goings. To the Christian, that is an ineffable comfort. When we can say, as we're in the wilderness, Thou, God, seest me. As we're under the yoke of bondage, from man's persecution, we can say, Thou, God, seest me. When man would cut us off, we can say, God, our Father, has his eye upon us. But while that's an unspeakable comfort to the Christian, what a haunting truth it is to the man who has just said he will never see it. There is no creature that is not manifest in God's sight, but all things are open to the eyes of him with whom we have to do. And he will not let your sin lie forever hidden. I want you to understand that. God will not allow your sin to lie hidden forever. Paul told the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 4 verse 5, the Lord will bring the hidden things of darkness to light, and will make manifest the counsels of the heart. God will bring what's hidden in darkness into the floodlight of his judging presence. The deep, unseen counsels of the heart will be brought to the light of day. Moses thought of this in his great wilderness Psalm 90. And he said, Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. God will not let your sin lie hidden forever. Some sins are soon exposed. Some sins are not exposed until the judgment. Isn't that what Paul told Timothy? 1 Timothy 5:24, some men's sins are open beforehand, going before the judgment. Some men, they follow after. What words they are. Some men, they follow after. Many of you have heard Dr. Schuller, the evangelist, speak at Bob Jones University. He's a man who's fond of telling illustrations. When he was in our Martyrs Memorial Church, he told of being up in some of the northern parts, either of the U.S. or Canada, being up in a small plane. They saw a little animal, a wolverine, that was trudging after a deer. And he said, well, it hasn't much hope. The deer was so fast, gone like that. The pilot said, you've got it wrong. That deer is dead. It has no hope. The deer would flash away with great speed, and then, with its heart pumping, it would come to a rest. But the wolverine just kept on and on and on and on and on. Nothing could stop it. Nothing could tire it. Until finally, exhausted, the deer was at an end, and yet the tramp, tramp, tramp of an inexorable foe kept on to the moment of the kill. I think of that when I hear those words of Paul, some men's sins follow after. Some of you are running away from your sin, hiding your sin, hypocritically denying your sin, but yet, like the wolverine following the deer, you can hear the tramp of those feet in your wake. Men and women, I tell you, that day of reckoning is certainly coming. For God, says Solomon, shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. According to the words of Christ, that's going to be true particularly of the sins of religious deception. There are many, says Jesus, who will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, and I'll say to them, I never knew you. There are many who will say, Lord, we preached in your name. We did miracles in your name. We cast out devils in your name. I know in this charismatic age, those are things that are supposed to be the absolute proofs of spirituality. But Jesus said there'll be multitudes, and they will come and they say these things on the judgment day. But I will say, depart. I never knew you. In Matthew 25, he speaks again of people who are totally comfortable with their own religion. And they will even, in this parable, they will even seek to hold an argument with Christ. Lord, you've got it wrong. But oh, I haven't got it wrong, says the Savior. I haven't got it wrong. God judges all sin, but God particularly and peculiarly judges the sin of religious deception. What a hell there is for sin, but how hotter, how deeper is the hell of the man who puts the mask of Christian profession to cover the face of evil Christ rejection. Sin will find you out. That's the clear message of the whole Word of God. And that's the clear message of the text. And yet, as I've pointed out to you, that's not the only truth in the text. For there's also a message of grace. We might put it this way. The Gibeonites were caught out, but they were brought in. They were caught out, but they were brought in. And in a way, that's the testimony of every Christian. We can look to that time when the law caught us out. Thank God it did. But grace brought us in. Into Christ. Into life. Into acceptance. Into pardon. Into peace. Into the assurance of glory. Is that your testimony? Or are you still in your sin? Happy in the fact, or the assumed fact, that it lies hidden? Or could it be that you're one of those who fear to come to Christ because your very coming is so tainted with your sin? Then learn the lesson of this text. Learn that sin will certainly damn you, but oh, learn that grace is able to save you. And if we confess our sins, He is faithful, He is just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Then come, sinner, come. Confess. Believe. Repent. Take Christ. These are all equivalent things. Take Christ at His word. And God will deal with you no less graciously than He dealt with the Gibeonites. And if you're a Christian this morning, living in the shadow of failure, there's room at the cross for you too. There's cleansing for you as well. There's restoration, there's grace, there's mercy with the Lord. Sin exposed and expunged. When God cleanses, He leaves not a trace behind. Come and enjoy that cleansing, pardoning grace of our triune God. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. Father in heaven, bless Thy word. We do thank Thee for it. We thank Thee for the unspeakable mercy of our God. We love Thee because Thou hast first loved us. O God, we confess we can do nothing to merit Thy pardon. We can't deserve it in any way. We can't purchase it. We confess, O God, that even as we would pray to Thee, the wickedness of our flesh would taint our holiest moment. Lord, there's no good in our flesh, but we thank Thee there's all the good that we need in our Savior. We pray that Thou wilt look upon Christ and for His sake deal with us in mercy. Lord, bring Thy people out of the bondage of bad decisions, wrong steps, foolish alliances. We pray, our God, that Thou wilt bring them out so comprehensively that what appeared to be for their destruction will actually become ministers of their prosperity in Christ. We pray, our God, that Thou wilt speak to those who halt in unbelief and fear. Lord, bring them to embrace Christ as He's freely offered to them in the gospel. Speak, we pray, to the empty, hypocritical professor. Oh God, oh God, get through the lies of the flesh and get every man, woman, and child here to the truth and light of Thy Word. Bring sinners out of profession into the possession of Jesus Christ. Hear our prayer. Answer us abundantly, and in answering, get great glory to Thine own wondrous name. We pray these things in the name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus. Part us with Thy blessing. Grant that Thy grace, mercy, and peace will be our abiding portion, both now and evermore. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.